Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was pretty cool.
Did you see that?
I did see that. What was that?
I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. It seemed to have a mind of its own. There you go. That's what
they're
we're
doing
looking
that for
for
us.
That's what we're looking for. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello,
happy
hello.
Wednesday. Happy noon. Happy.
I was going to say happy Easter,
wait a second,
but
wait a second,
I'm a little
wait
off.
A second. Yeah, you're way off. Yeah, way, way off. No, keep going. Keep it a little down.
Ramadan.
Okay, we just passed that. But happy,
thing.
And this is going to make you sad, Elite. Happy last weekend of summer, right? Is this officially the last
weekend
of summer?
Yeah, very, very sad.
No, technically summer ends.
Next week, Labor Day.
But not, but I mean, the beginning of fall is really
yeah,
good. So
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's
21st?
It's always the 21st.
Of September.
September 21st.
Yeah.
So happy.
How come the summer solstice and fall solstice and winter? It's always
so
the 20th, the 21st,
21st
or the
22nd.
Right?
I have no idea why.
How does that fall like that?
It's the moon patterns. That's really it.
But
if you notice,
there's so many things I could say about that, because how come the Jewish New Year is different every year?
Now, see, now you're stepping way out of line.
I don't get that.
I have absolutely.
Is that a calendar pattern? If anybody knows about that, could you call us in?
Call us at 347-857-1867. I even forgot the question. What was the question, Elite?
Oh, well, how does the Jewish New Year fall every year?
Okay.
And why?
That's the question. Whoever knows.
Does the summer, the fall, or the winter always end up on the 21st or the 22nd?
Well, now, Elite, if you noticed, most of the zodiac signs
end at that time,
on the 22nd.
That's
so
true.
There has to be this correlation because...
You could be right about that.
Because think about this. The best sign of the zodiac, which is Scorpio coming up, it's October 22nd to November 22nd.
You don't
and
know what
just,
I go through.
We
then.
We just finished the worst sign, Leo. The very worst sign of all.
what are we talking about today, Laurie?
Well, first, my darling, let me do the intros. Welcome to the Bridal Body Shop Show. Laurie Towers is me, Elite Ziegelman is she, and collectively we are the Bridal Body Shop, and this is our show. So welcome back. For everybody who's been with us all summer, thank you for staying with us. And what we're going to do this today is we're going to give a little bit of a summer wrap-up and just like talk about all the stuff we've talked about all summer and a few new things, and also give you a fall highlights. We have a few things happening in the fall that will be exciting to you as well as very exciting to us. And we'll be talking about our road trip this week, Elite.
Road trip.
We will be going to, as you know, Elite, you'll be driving. You can be driving to Radio Woodstock. And on your dial, for those people who are listening upstate, and I know they get this program upstate, you know that station. It's classic rock all day long, and it's just a great station. So on Sunday, we will be on at 8 o'clock, so it will be the Bridal Body Shop at 8 o'clock and then classic rock all day long. So you really can't beat that. You know, you listen to us, then listen to Creedence. Listen to us, then listen to Zeppelin. Listen to us, listen to the Beatles. Come on. That's some deal. So that's what we're going to be doing. But for those people in Gotham, you can get this live stream on your computer. Just go to their website, which is WDST, and just, you know, log in. It'll come live stream. So just listen for us at 8 o'clock.
Are we going to put that on our
We are going to do
page?
That. So what you could do is just visit our page that morning, if you are so inclined, the Bridal Body Shop, and the link will be there. You could just tap it and listen to us 8 o'clock till I think about 8:15 or 8:20. So we'll be on the Woodstock Roundtable talking to Doug Grunther, Joe Ayola, Patricia Martin, and whoever else is there, you know? you know, that should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun.
It should be a lot of fun. So we'll be doing that this weekend when everybody's probably having barbecues or doing other things. You know what's so funny? I was going to turn to you and say, Lee, what are you doing this weekend? But
you know what I'm doing this weekend.
I know. You're going to be putting up with me.
You know what's
my
so funny?
The
they said that it was going to be clear sailing the whole week. The whole week.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the weather, you'll see a big lightning bolt in every single day.
Well,
I've never remembered a Labor Day without rain.
Yeah, no, that's
Have
true.
You?
That's true. Last year,
every Labor Day I remember has been really rainy, thunderstorms, dark clouds. Never been like a clear Labor Day, as I recall.
Yeah, that's true. Most people, I think, usually will have the barbecue on a Sunday. I think even with July 4th, didn't you go to? You went to a barbecue on the Sunday. So
sure.
It's just because most people are going back to school the next day.
Not really. No, there's no school until the following week because of the Jewish holiday that falls,
which
I don't understand.
So if anybody does understand, because we don't. And if Elite doesn't understand, if Elite Ziegelman doesn't understand, Lori Tower certainly does not.
Please don't even put me in that category.
Understand. Well, I think you got a better
grasp.
Well, you got a better grasp on it than I think I do. I'm willing to learn. Willing to learn. So if anybody has any answers, just let us know. But it's got to be some sort of moon pattern and water pattern because they
calendar pattern.
But no, I'm just saying they don't forget calendar markings are based upon moon and water patterns, and that's how they established these things many, many years ago. Don't ask me why, but obviously it had something to do with the high gods of
Is that what they etched in the stones? Remember they etched stuff in the stones?
They got it from somewhere, but you know, and oddly, as much
if you only saw the look you gave
as because I'm trying to vamp with this, but as odd as it is, it seems to make sense.
No, but they used to write. I don't know if it was the Egyptians, but they used to write stuff
in every culture did
about
write.
The calendars and the sun and
exactly.
The moon. That's how that was their paper.
Yeah. Well, that's
give me that crazy look.
That's that's what I guess we have to go by. But I mean, I don't know. Couldn't answer that question, and if anybody could, if they don't want to get online live with us, they could email us at thebridalbodyshop@aol.com.
You have the guts.
You have the guts. You know, if there's somebody out there who might know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody. Maybe
we're here waiting for you to call.
Hope so. Somebody. But so that's what we're going to be doing this week. And so, how are you, Elite?
I'm
rambling
doing real well.
On.
Doing
You're
real
looking
well.
Forward to it? We're going to have a good time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Going to put the headphones on? Do live radio, baby?
Is it the Princess Leia look?
The big headphones.
That's what I mean, the Princess Leia look.
Yeah, the big headphones. I wonder if we could do it. I'm trying to think the last time. I think we might even be able to go without. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm sure you need to have them to hear everybody.
Yeah, but you know, it really is a small studio. So we'll see.
That's
but
not
it'll be fun.
But I'm looking forward
it'll
to it.
It'll be fun. Nice Woodstock morning. But you know, Elite, it seems like just yesterday, we were starting the fabulous summer program, and
we threw the magazine.
Think about everything that we. What are the guests that we had on this summer? Okay, let me think now. We had oh my God, what was that Pete Sirkwa? We had him.
Right, 90-second workout.
Right. We had him. We had him on. We had Patty Morton and her book. We had Healthy Out. We had, oh, my God, we had Joe Pietaro from Men's Fitness RX.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I want to say Gwen Laster. So
we did.
Yoga.
We had her on.
Is that the summer? I'm trying to think of the summer.
Yeah, definitely. It was in the beginning
of
the summer.
Okay. Because we had quite a few guests, and I'm hoping I'm not leaving anybody out. But we had a lot of good guests. And Lou Paradise, we had him. We had... Was it that summer? We had Concetta Tomei.
Yeah, Concetta. How could
we
you forget that?
We had a lot of great guests. We had a lot of great guests this summer.
Well, don't forget Ashley, too.
Ashley Mitchell. Oh, Ashley, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We, of course, didn't forget you. But you like
remember who did, though.
You know, no, yes, the tall one did. But because we think of you like
good
family.
Mama.
Yeah, we think of you like family, so that's really what it is. We're just,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't see. We don't think of her as a guest. We think of her as family,
yes,
which is more
true.
Important.
Very true.
Which is more important. But I'm trying to think who else. We actually had a lot of guests. I think we're leaving somebody out too. I think so. I think we're leaving quite a few people out because that's not all the guests we had. Yeah, quite a few. And if I didn't leave you out and you're listening, come on again and remind me. And you know, don't boycott the show because of that. You know, for a little, brain fog, not worth it. But let me ask you something, Elite. During the summer, do you think that anybody? I'm just getting the as far as you being in the gym, you have more of an eye. As far as, do you think there was more volume this in the summer or in the winter? What do you think? As far as traffic, because I mean, I don't have my finger on the pulse of that.
The winter is pretty. It's very, can I say stable? Mm-hmm. It's the same, you know, you don't see it getting crowded or, and it's always the same amount. The summer I see it gets, you know, a little more busier, you know, more traffic in and out. But then you get certain times of the summer, like now, that are just today.
You said it was busy today, right?
Crowded today, but it's been like really quiet. I'm loving it, you know. I'm really, the other day, when was it? Yesterday was Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Tuesday. I got in there. It was just me and somebody else in the gym.
Wow.
The whole time for 20 minutes. Which is really different, you know. I'm just thinking that this is the last week of vacation for people. So people are away.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken off from the gyms at this time.
Well, you know, it's funny because I know my part of town in the city, it's going to be dead tomorrow. I mean, people start leaving.
Yeah, they do a long...
Yeah, that's it. So, and next week is not really a week that you ever catch up.
But, it's not going to be, but a lot of people are going to be still away from, I mean, the holidays start early.
Yeah.
So even
though,
you know, a lot of people don't celebrate it, you feel.
And we have our big press release that we're launching.
That's right. That's right.
We're angling and pulling.
Tell everybody
about that. Well, for everybody who's been following the show, it's our No Weight Back Guarantee, which shows you, Elite, how confident, how cocky, if you will, how absolutely we stand so strong behind our product, which is our intellectual property. We will give you 3 sessions for free should you gain the weight back. When you buy a package, of course, you're not just going to come in and get 3 sessions for free. When you buy a package with us, and whether it's a year from now, 2 years from now, if you gain the weight back and you honestly, and we're going to keep you at your honor.
But they must be training with us the whole
entire
time. They can't just say, I did train with you and I'm coming back to you 10 years later and say, I gained my weight back.
We might be dead in 10 years. Why would somebody do that?
God forbid.
Why might I kill you in 10 years?
Well,
10 weeks.
That's a different story.
10 weeks. But that's how much we stand by our product. And that's actually going to be launched after Labor Day it's going to be tailgating. It's going to be part of the same release of our Labor Day, launching the fact that in our video, a pre- and post-pregnancy workout, enduring, you know. And that's just shows people that, you know, just because we are called the Bridal Body Shop doesn't mean it's just brides exclusively, grooms exclusively. It's all the stages of a bride's life and, of course, a groom's life. But, you know, unfortunately, a groom is not going to go through the changes that his wife or partner will, you know, obviously with childbearing. So we're here to take control of your body with you through all the stages of your life. And that's another part of our program, as is yoga. For those people that haven't tried it, I'm often, you know, I sit on the fence about certain things, but I do find that yoga is a potent modality, not in weight reductive properties, but I think it has its place as far as keeping you flexible, keeping the muscle integrity there. But as far as weight loss, I don't think there's any proven facts about that.
Let me ask you, coming from a standpoint of you.
I'm hearing.
Let's say they buy a 10-pack or a 20-pack, whatever. Can they include 2 packs of yoga in there with everything else? Could we mix and match?
We could mix and match, yeah. It's really all about that. I mean, we've had people say, you know, can I do this, can I do that? Yeah, it's absolutely fine as long as, you know.
There's no weight back guarantee.
No weight back, that's exactly right.
Right?
I mean, we create these wonderful packages and opportunity and, you know, and we're going to be adding on Pilates, and there's going to be different things that we're going to add on because it's just so many different things that you can do. And nutrition, and so there's going to be a lot of things happening in the fall. I'm not going to give too much away now, but that's what we're doing, and we will announce it as things come down the pike, as they say. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And my thinking is the fall is going to be even more fruitful for us because we're going to have a lot of great recipes for you guys. Because as the holidays come, and believe it or not, I went into, what store did I go into the other day? And they already had Thanksgiving things out. And it's just amazing.
Are you kidding
me?
Back to school, Halloween.
But Halloween I could see, not
Thanksgiving.
And
then Thanksgiving. And then what's the big one? Christmas.
Well, wait a second. But, I mean, think about this. We're in August. Okay, we're ending Halloween. Let's get through Halloween first. Where did Thanksgiving happen?
It goes with Halloween. The pumpkins, the...
We don't enjoy any of the holidays anymore because we just go from one to the other.
It's a cornucopia of everything.
I like that. Listen to you. Listen to you coming up with clever things to say.
That's right.
And there's not a Red Bull in sight, is there? That's pretty good.
No, there's not. Not today.
Good. But so we're going to be having different recipes. To keep you slim for the holidays, to keep you from enjoying, not overindulging, and what to do should you overindulge. So that's going to be, I think it's going to be kind of a fun, because we weren't on the air. We're but on the air just since April. So
really?
We launched at Bridal Week.
Wow. Huh.
So we didn't really go through.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
Exactly.
But we will enjoy the holidays on the air. And like I said, we could just come up with these great recipes, and we'll just share them with you. What I'm looking at now, and Alita, I hope you have it pulled up, is something that we were a part of this week. We had a press release that we did. And it's about fitness gizmos. And Elite and I did this over the summer, and it was just part of a newsletter that went out, I think it was just last week. But this is called Man versus Machine. And what it is it's a compilation of Elite and I getting sick to death of watching all these products, or not even watching on TV. You go into any drugstore and you see these as seen on TV counters.
Forget
right?
about that. How about turning the TV on at 2 in the morning and watching them shake a little thing
work
their abs, and it just tones up their whole body.
But it's the worst thing is now that they have those as seen on TV things
That's
in every store. And you see these things up close, and it's just like, I don't know what the public is thinking, but Elite and I put our heads together, and we dissected I think maybe just how many out of all the ones. I think we just did five out of all. I mean, we would have been still writing all the ones that we saw that really, really irked us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
I
remember so many more, though. That's why I asked you what happened to them.
No, these were the only ones.
Were they?
Yeah, these were the only ones. We kept.
Oh,
we could have been.
Many new ones came out.
I'm sure we're complaining about it. But the first one that I have, and this is funny, it says, here's a listing of a few out of so many make our blood boil. That's funny. That could be clever. Okay, now everybody knows which one this is. The arm shaker. And what does it look like? I don't understand.
Well, actually, and when you see it on the TV, the infomercial, it's supposed to tone your triceps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
They make you do it this way. They
mm-hmm.
make you do it this
mm-hmm.
way. You know, they make you do it. But I don't know. I just
and this is what we wrote. What say our experts on this may be a resounding nay. With the equivalent effect of shaking a bottle of orange juice before consumption, this ditty vows the deliverance of a firmer and more defined arm within days of use.
Really? Within days of use.
Yeah. And you know, and the problem is that I think it's something like $12.99. So, I mean, the price is just, okay, you're paying for people's
$19.99.
Is it $19.99?
I think really? So. Pretty sure.
So it seems benign enough. It's like, okay, you know, I've wasted so much money on gym membership. This $19 is certainly going to make a difference in my life. And it's just something that's usually, I mean, if you've noticed, like a nice pastel color, you know what I'm saying? It's very eye-catching, very, very visually enticing. And it's usually a pastel color to woo the women. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guys aren't going to really care about yellow or pink, you know?
It's funny because I don't even notice that.
I notice that because it is eye-catching, and that's exactly what it's supposed to be. So, I mean...
I thought it was a pepper grinder at first.
It looks just like a pepper grinder. You don't really know what you're looking at. And basically what we said to this, Elite, you want to read what we said? What we do? The real deal?
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you wanted to read it. I said, Elite, you want to read it?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Elite,
I'm sorry.
You
want to
read it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The real deal, the bicep curls and the dips you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Well, simple bicep curls with dumbbells would definitely do the job, right? And if
yep.
you didn't have dumbbells, maybe a bottle of orange juice in both arms and just lifting them up?
Yep.
That's about it.
And that's...
And you could drink that after, right? You can make a different resistance.
and that's what we said. We said simple barbell curls with dumbbells, or perhaps even the aforementioned bottle of orange juice, will do just as much justice to your arms as permitted by the laws of fitness. That's because we could be so clever, can't we? And tricep dips. This gem of a compound movement can be done anywhere you have a bench or a chair, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now think about Jack LaLanne. Remember him taking that chair and
sure,
just
yeah.
stretching out and just doing those
mm-hmm.
dips on a chair. And
yep.
these are things that you know what we're going to do? I got an idea for the next show. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
We're going to compare a machine to a household item.
Well, we could do that. We could do that, but we could actually do a whole show on people that travel and say that they can't work out.
Yeah.
Why don't we do hotel working and things
Sounds good.
You have in your hotel. Now, honestly, most good hotels now have a gym that you can go to.
But they're usually still rinky-dink.
They really are.
That depends on where you stand.
Well, you know, what I always say is you can work out anywhere, and this is why people love running, because it's such a portable sport. You can just run wherever you are. But you can also work out wherever you are. If there's a floor and a wall.
But you know what's funny? We're talking about tricep dips. When I tell my clients to do the tricep dips, I can do this at home on the steps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after a while, you know, let's say we're in the third session. I said, did you try it on the steps? No.
Yeah, of course
no, I didn't have a chance. You know, these are housewives. They're home all day.
Okay.
Yes. It's just there's no motivation.
Well, that's
the thing. And you can't sell that in a bottle. Really can't sell that in a bottle.
But I think that would be an interesting show, because people are always saying, well, I can't do this. There are so many things that you can do at your desk, even at the office. There are simple things that you can do. Now, by no means do I mean to say this takes the place of a full workout.
Oh, no.
But there are things that you can do. Like I said, all you need is a floor, wall, and gravity. And you have everything you need for compound movements, which is all you need to work out. And people don't realize that.
You really need to know how to do it first.
Of course. But you know something? There are certain movements, like a push-up, like a pull-up, that are almost instinctive. We've seen them all our lives. If even kids know what a push-up is.
Mm-hmm.
Done correctly, that's another story. But It's just,
they know the movement.
Right. And that's deep knee bends. I mean, these things have been around since, I'm sure, Moses had a memory. But this is what I'm saying. They're able, things that we're able to do that we completely dismiss, and yet we find, you know, we find they bottle it differently, they paint it differently, and we're running to the stores for it. So that was the arm shaker.
Because maybe it will work.
Okay, I love this next one. I love this next one, Elite. The waist trimming belts. Now, these are the things that you see on TV that really are nothing but a small little TENS unit. For anybody who's been to physical therapy, a little TENS unit, which all it does is it creates electrical currents.
They just had, you know, my favorite show, Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They had one of the characters wear that for the day. All it did was just like, it just burned her. It
yeah.
killed her.
Yep.
She felt nothing but pain.
Right.
Total pain. I don't see how this could ever work. I really don't see how this could ever work.
But see, what they're saying now is the good ones will create like a suction effect because the unit is on such overdrive that it forces your muscles to contract. Well, you can do that yourself.
Sure.
You can flex your abdominal wall yourself mm-hmm. as you're walking. You don't need a belt to do that.
Yeah.
Now, the benefits of that, you know, you're not going to lose any money. You're certainly not going to lose any money doing this, but the waist trimming belt is pretty much what are those things they used to have in the 50s? Those I don't even know what you call them, but I know most of my aunts had it. You stood on it and you wrapped the thing around.
Oh, the thing that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like almost like an ab machine at that
right.
time. But
and
that's what it was.
And that's what you did, and all it did was.
But how did it work on the back? Because it was wrapped around your lower back.
It was, well, the women usually put it on their hips and their butts. And that's usually a problem area for women, and that's what they went for. But all it did was stimulate enough circulation there
mm-hmm.
so that you saw it was red. You felt the tingly. So you thought, of course, it's got to be working.
Right.
And it itched. So it just, the whole area was activated.
Well, this goes back to, let's say, about 10 or 15 years ago, the tonomatic beds. Remember
oh, yeah.
the tonomatic beds? That was
yeah.
the same principle.
Yeah.
It really was. And I actually worked at one of those places. They were not far from where I lived. And you go on these beds, and every bed works a different body part.
So now let me ask you this. You laid on the bed and did
in
nothing?
A certain position where the electric circuits, you know, your muscle. And there was that, you know, and then the best is that you got measured before and you got measured like a week later.
You must have hated that, right?
It was just such bogus stuff. But I was getting paid to do what I had to do, and that's that, you know. And what's amazing is, I mean, I know how to measure women.
Mm-hmm.
They did lose weight, maybe because they went, you know, they watched what they ate with the tonomatic
mm-hmm.
beds. But they did lose inches. And that, they're not looking for losing fat. They were losing inches.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weighed the same at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But let me ask you, did you see any true overall difference? I mean,
no.
Okay. So it was just like, it was a temper. Well, just like any, like
all,
seaweed
all
wraps.
All those went out of business. If they were so true to the public, they would still be in business, no?
Well, that's the same thing with seaweed wraps. The same thing, anything that pulls water out. I mean, there will be that entomology.
But that's not. They're not telling you that's going to make you lose weight and tone
right.
up.
But
no,
but,
it's pulling water out.
But the thing is, I'm talking about that temporary fix. It's not. It's not long
like
lasting.
Like these gizmos we're
yeah.
reading off.
Yeah.
It's not going to work on.
Well, these aren't going to work at all. These
no,
you won't see any difference at all. But that's what that weight trimming belt is. And they, well, you know, I haven't seen a commercial for those in a very long time.
No.
Because I remember, it's like people speed walking.
I don't even
smiling.
See advertisements anymore for them because I used to see them in the magazines and stuff like that. No
yeah.
more. I bet you something happened, but they've proven that.
And it was always this perfect couple that was walking.
Always.
You know,
always.
Ray-Bans
and that was
glasses,
a six-pack ad.
And they're walking, and they're smiling, having such a beautiful, it's a perfect day, and their Labrador is walking right behind them, and they're having a great day. And, you know, this is that weight-trimming belt gave them
yeah.
the bodies, and the pecs, and the triceps.
Everything.
And everything
was perfect.
Everything they have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the ab trainer.
Ab trainer.
So you want to take that, Elite? Do you want to tell us what we want to say?
Well, there
about
was
that?
A couple of them, though. You know, there's so
there
many
like
different
four or
ab
five.
Trainers.
Yeah, there's four or
there
five,
was the
yeah.
ab rocket. There
yep.
was. It's so funny. I was training one of my clients, the women, and there was an ab rocket in the garbage. So one of course, my friend that picks out garbage took it and kept it. So I said, you know what? I never saw how this worked. And what it did is did resistance. It had no resistance whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That was one thing. But you know when you do crunches on a machine, you go forward. Mm-hmm. This thing, you went backwards. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a, what's it called? Like the...
So the movement was more eccentric than...
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
So I'm saying, how does this work the abs?
Mm.
It was like toning the lower back.
Wow. And you felt nothing in your abs?
No, there was nothing at all. First of all, it was so low on the floor. You know, my long legs were on my face. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do it.
That wasn't going to work. I must have looked like a grasshopper. On the back.
Glad you thought that was funny.
This is funny.
Nobody better be laughing out there. But anyway, it didn't work. And I didn't get how it worked. It really, but it looked like it was in perfect condition. That's the funny part.
Well, because it wasn't used.
Right. In perfect condition. Well, but I couldn't grasp how it worked.
I'm trying to think, did I ever use? No, I don't think I ever used it. There was the ab doer. There was this.
The ab roller.
Ab roller.
Ab roller did work, but it was so stupid. You didn't need to have do crunches with an ab roller.
And there was something else. There were so many different ones.
There was a
ab
lot
circle.
Of them.
Oh, God. There were so many. And you know what
Body
I used
Body by Jake had a couple of them, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He came out with so many different ones.
Yeah, the Abadabas.
Right.
He had all different ones.
I can't remember all of them.
But I'm just trying to think of the different ones that I know of people having. And they're all really the same. They all, you know, and the bottom line is with your abs, you have to work very different, there's different planes of motion that really, if you want to.
And I totally don't agree with any machines in a gym either.
No.
Okay? Abs need to be worked on your own.
I don't.
Get on the floor and work your abs. That's it.
I don't think I've ever used
Because those machines are horrible. And if you're not set right, you can pull your back out. You work in the wrong part of your abs. It's just.
And you're expecting a machine to accommodate somebody who's 5 foot, someone who's 6 foot two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. So
no. And like I said, if you don't know how to seat adjust it, you're not really working anything.
And you
with your arms.
And you know, Elite, all our instructors, they do ab. They only do floor work. They only do floor
that's
work.
The only
abs,
way to work
that's
out.
The only way to do it. You know,
that's the
and
only
that's,
way
that's,
to work out.
And I'm glad we're with people that are like minded. But again, people. Especially, I'm going to say that with your abs, you really have to be exceptionally careful because if you don't use them or isolate them correctly, you're going to take from your low back, and that's going to be a problem. So my suggestion is floor work for abs and do it slow.
And you know,
and
I love, you know, and doing the ball. I love doing
the
ball.
Yeah, that's the best.
Also the can't think today. The Bosu ball.
Yeah.
I do them on that also. But when people do it on the ball, they say, oh, this is so easy. It is pretty easy. On the ball. Especially if you have back problems, it's the perfect thing. But the thing to do on the ball is you really, really got to feel that crunch when you do it. Because if you don't put your mind there, you are never going to feel anything. You're just going back and forth, doing a motion without any exercise.
Well, years ago, I used to do Roman chair sit-ups, and I used to do them really, really, really slow because that was not the best for your back. I mean,
right.
If you got into a rocking motion,
then you have to
really
have upper body strength to do that.
But I'm not suggesting people do that. But the bottom line is, anytime you work your abs, it's not supposed to be something that's done quickly. You're supposed to isolate and feel it, especially on the eccentric movement, which is what we call negatives. It's lowering yourself.
Yep.
Okay, so concentric is coming up, eccentric is going down, and you want to feel the resistance going down because that's really the most important part of the movement. That's what primes you for the concentric. So that's what you have to do. So just keep it slow and do floor work, people. This one made me laugh. Every time I saw it on TV, the neck trimmer.
I don't get that. I'm going to let you have this one.
Okay. Now, the idea of creating a strong neck, there's no such thing as reducing the double chin that you have. Nothing. Then that's just as bad as saying, you know, muscle is going to turn to fat. Two totally different principles. a neck trimmer that you see on TV is not going to reduce your double chin. It just won't. Now, I happen to think that a stronger neck is a wonderful thing because it's just supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And being it's being supportive of the upper section of your spine, it's a great thing. But
let me ask you something, sorry to interrupt you, but working out for years, you don't have to work out your neck because you know what happens? Because you work out your whole body, your neck tightens up on every single exercise.
Absolutely.
Because I feel it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So your neck will automatically be worked out.
You know something? I've never done any neck never.
I see that I
think it's crazy.
Terrible.
I think it's crazy. But this thing is, and you see the before and after pictures, and sometimes I wonder how
Photoshopped.
How they think that people are so stupid that you're looking at somebody from a different angle and without makeup and looking like, you know, she's on her way to walk to the chair, and she's just like, you know, plain faced and upset. And then you get the smiling face, which of course will change your features and will pull your skin
mm-hmm.
tighter. And of course that picture looks better. Did she lose the double chin? No, but that picture is propped. That picture has makeup. That picture has been touched up. And the woman is smiling. And that makes all the difference in the world. Now, as far as a double chin, it's weight. It's flab. There's really nothing that you can do to tone it.
Like what's around your belly.
Right. Save for weight loss. And if you, you know, if there's really that much of a weight loss that you're going to be having hanging skin, well, of course, then there's surgical intervention. That's really the only, I mean, but that's in extreme cases. So, I mean, and that I think was like, I think it was like $34. And it just.
Really?
Yeah, it was expensive. I'm thinking, who is, and I'm sure many people bought it, you know, because that's, the age is our age now, Aline,
yeah.
since you turned 50 mm-hmm.
on
Thursday. Post happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And it's cheaper than surgery, I guess. You know, because
well,
a lot
know,
of people do get neck lifts at our age.
But now look at us. We don't.
I said a lot of people,
but
we don't.
But see, this is what I'm saying. We don't because why? We are not genetically gifted.
No.
We've done the work.
No.
And that's really what people don't see. And, you know, we might, you know, use a platform and say, well, look at us as, but it's not like we're doing it to be self-involved or grandiose. We're saying we did it. It's not like we're sitting around eating Pop-Tarts and this just happens to us naturally. We're careful with what we eat. We're not obsessive with what we eat, and we work out. And that's it. And it's taken us from 20 years old, you know, which is when I started working out, to now 50,
yeah.
30 years, you know. Certain things are going to change in your body, but it doesn't have to be toward the negative.
No.
And, I'm going to say, I feel better now than I did when I was in my 20s. I could do more. I have more energy.
Oh, you always have energy.
Where are you? Where are you in all this? You just got that blank face.
Oh, you amaze me. Oh, no, I do feel great. I mean, you know, I just have stuff that happens when you get old. That's all. But
like crankiness?
But
like one wooden leg.
I think, listen, I do feel good. And, you know, and if I didn't work out, God knows how I would feel. And, you know, maybe I'll be feeling worse.
I think I would be feeling worse, too. If you were worse, I think.
But I think that I look better now than I did when I was 20 anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm, you know, double that right now. So that's the difference.
And that's what we try to say. It's like we try to be the walking billboards and use ourselves as an example, not to shame anybody and not to make anybody feel worse about themselves, but, you know, it's not too late. If you're in your 30s and you don't like, you could change the way you look. It's never too late to start an exercise program. You could start when you're 60. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And if you are a bride, if you are a groom, if you are a non-bride, non-groom, we have trainers that will come to you, come to your house, come to your gym. You could come for hours. There's no way it could be made any easy.
It's so simple. Really, all you have to do is dial a number, and the rest is up to us.
It's, and you know, the thing is, you come in, you'll meet with me and Elite, or just me, whoever you meet with, and we'll decide what trainer is good for you, and we decide what you want. And it's,
nice fit.
And we actually are careful with putting people with people that will get them results, and it's based on comfort zone, and it's also based on
personality. You know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a quiet person, you want some. You know, want a trainer that's going to talk them through and make them feel comfortable.
You're not going to be putting them with someone who yells and screams. You just wouldn't.
No. We don't have them anyway. Unless you want it.
Well, and we're very careful with who we place with whom. So you give us a call at 212-460-1879, and that's the Bridal Body Shop. And we're in Manhattan, but we send trainers out every place. So if you're in Jersey,
we're in the five
give
boroughs.
Us a call.
Five boroughs, right?
You're in the Hamptons. Very. We're there. Upstate, which we're going to be next week, this weekend. Give us a call. Rhinebeck. Give us a call. Beacon, give us a call. Woodstock, we'll be calling you. You know what I'm saying? It's just very easy. It's muy fácil, mommy. It's muy fácil. You know, it means it's very easy.
It's very easy.
Yeah. But there's really no excuse. So visit our website at www.thebridalbodyshop.com. And our videos are up there now, you know, Elite. All our cool videos.
Oh, I got to go check it out.
They're up there. My favorite is Weekend Pizza. That's my favorite. That's my favorite one.
And it was delicious, too.
There. Yep. And
what?
Those are all your recipes. All your recipes. And Leet is quite the cook. She
is quite.
And we'll be sharing many of her recipes. Because I tell you, if anybody had to rely on my recipes, everybody would be starving. Forget about
well,
it.
You know what? You can give us a chance for that.
What?
Cook something.
Actually, you know, I say that, but I actually am a very good cook. I just don't cook. I used to cook a lot years ago. I just don't have the time anymore. I used to have big Thanksgiving dinners and everything. I say that because it makes me sound cooler, but I actually can cook. It makes me sound good. It makes me sound cooler to say I don't cook, but I actually do cook. But Elite has some great recipes, and we'll put them on a website, too, and we'll put them on our Facebook page, and you can just have a look-see. And especially around the holidays, quick, you know, ways to
have a
delicious dish. And, you know, especially
some, you know, actually great desserts that are, like,
yeah,
you know, healthy for you.
And drinks,
that's my
too.
Favorite.
And drinks,
drinks,
you know, because people are thinking about, okay, you know, holidays
their
are going to be coming.
Cocktails, you know.
You know?
We'll work you through it. We will work
so
you through
that's,
it.
So that's, yeah, and that's, again, that's 212-460-1879. And, we would love for you to give a call or give an email. Tell us what your thoughts are. And now, Elite, as you know, the fall is bridal fall. Now we're learning all these things about the wedding industry. And the bridal fall is where all the stores start clamoring and get all their stock ready for bridal Christmas, which is from, I believe it's from Thanksgiving, until Valentine's Day. It's those holidays, or those high romantic holidays. People propose during the holidays, Thanksgiving, right up until New Year's. There's a slew of proposals, and then Valentine's Day people propose. So the wedding industry kind of gears up for it. Yeah. So it's funny how you learn all these things, because we're on periphery of it, but we're really in it. So bridal fall is coming, and now where everybody is getting their stuff to the stores, and the stores are getting ready. So as the stores get ready, we will be ready. And we'll be partnering with a few different people. Well, I'm not going to mention names right now until everything's official, but we have some good stuff going on in the fall. So we will see you there. And that's it for our list, I think, Elite, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much.
That was it. It was kind of a hit and run.
They really don't need a list. I mean, you know, pretty much it's common sense. You're not going to buy something that you're going to shake or roll or anything on the floor, because it's really not going to work.
Well, you know, as I watch these commercials, I always look at it and say, you know, somebody right now is reaching the phone.
Somebody
right now is saying,
people.
Yeah, is saying, you know what, I like what this person says, because she says what I think, and that's
right.
Everybody
that's
has...
why they're so good at what they do. They're really good at what they do. Like we are, right? But
we're
the truth, though. We're the real thing.
We are the truth.
That's the difference.
We are the truth. And that's why I say we walk the walk. So there's nothing that you can tell us that we haven't done, that we haven't heard,
no.
that we haven't frowned at. There's really nothing. We've done it all. So, you know, if you can't take it from us, I don't know who you could take it from. But this is the spot of the program that we have to do what I call our sponsor roll call, right? We have to thank those that have supported
that
us.
To help us, yeah.
To help us. You know, they carry our good a good word with them. They're our disciples. They let us let people know about us, and they sponsor our show. And the first product, as you know, is a favorite of both of us.
What's that?
Well,
I'm trying. I know exactly who you're talking about, but I'm waiting
ready.
For your feedback
Getting the setup ready. Well, there's one thing that I love. This company does lovely holiday baskets. It's top of
I think that's a great basket.
I'm
going to
show
away.
You. They do this really, really nice. They do like weddings and everything. Do like a little bouquet of like
wow.
all these tubes and everything. Really nice. The designer Liz does all these things really, really, really nice. And for holidays, they have these huge gift baskets with everything, with the regular Topperson, with the foot formula, with the Topperson Junior, with every little thing. I mean, they have the jars, they have the tubes. It's really they do a nice little holiday basket that you could purchase. Sometimes they send them to shows and so on and so forth. But it's certainly a product that's worthy of applause. It really works. And the thing that about it that we like is it works naturally, which is really what we're about. It doesn't mask pain. It doesn't because pain is just your body's response to telling you something is wrong, and that's what you want to know. So you don't want anything masking it. I mean, Valium is great, but, you know, it's highly addictive, but you need to know where pain is so you don't move against it. And Topperson just accelerates healing, and that's really all you want to do. It doesn't smell. You could wear it. Elite, I've worn it, and I've been around you, and you didn't even say, what's that smell?
No.
And it's very, there's nothing. It's very nondescript, and it doesn't stain clothing. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful product. So you can visit their website at www.topperson.com. And you could pick up a tube of your very own, in Whole Foods.
You remember that one.
Yeah, I saw you're looking at me. In Whole Foods, in Fairway, in CVS, in Duane Reade now.
CVS has it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I told you, they're getting their foot formula first. In the foot care aisle. Is that something? That's what they're...
It must be really good, then.
They're test. Well, my dancers swear by it.
That's what I'm saying.
They swear by it. So, and where else? Where else? Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Oh, my God. But you could also get it online. But, you know, just poke around your store. Most stores are getting it in now. So definitely grab a tube before you get that icy hot, before you get something that's going to cover up. That's not what you want. So it's Topperson. We love them. They love us.
They're excellent.
And, yeah, a bunch of good people. And Fitness RX for Men, another big supporter of us, and we love them too. I love just checking out different sites and different online zines and just see what's going on new. And I have to say I go back and forth to different ones, and they usually have the same thing posted all the time. It lasts for a week. These guys change every day.
That's great.
There's always something new. So if I go there today, I can go in the archives and find something from yesterday. But for the most part, it's current. It's current. It's fresh. And they got a great site. Their print magazine is great, and so is their online magazine. So it's Fitness RX for Men, because they're Fitness RX Men for us, and we love them. So give them a look. And also, as we head into the magic of fall and all its magic and glory. Magic is on everybody's mind.
The magic of glory or worry?
I like the magic of glory. We could use that.
I could have sworn you said that.
Well, not that self-involved, no. I would say that. No, I said magic in all its glory.
Who
were
you then?
The woman who's looking for a new co-host. That's who I am. Uh-huh. Okay. But
let's move on.
Who do we, when you have now we're talking about the fall coming and all the holiday parties, Elise,
Yeah.
Khalid, are you with me on this?
I'm here. Actually, Halloween parties. It's big.
Oh, my God.
Because that's where I really could use them, you know.
Who are we going to call for our Halloween party?
Ghostbusters? No.
What do we call?
Ziggy the Magician.
Oh, he is going to come to your Halloween party. Does he bring, like, his own fog machine?
Did I ever tell you
I have a fog machine?
Yes, she did.
Did I ever tell you I have a screen mat that I used to put underneath?
Okay,
can't impress you anymore. Okay, so let's get back to Ziggy. Okay, that's it. So maybe Ziggy could come. Maybe he could get a fog machine. They're not that expensive. Because if I'm going to have a magician come to my house, I want a little fog machine.
But he dresses up, I heard.
Yeah, but give me a fog machine too. $19.99, Ziggy. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who's got an outlet in their house, you get a nice fog going, that's a beautiful show. Beautiful show.
Okay.
For Halloween.
So don't call Ziggy the magician.
No. I think Ziggy could come and bring a fog machine. Get it in any store. Yeah. I'm just saying, just a suggestion to Ziggy. I think it would work good. That's just me. But think about this. What better than you have those Halloween CDs playing in the background? I'm not talking about the sound effects. I'm not talking about people playing Beware of the Blob. I'm talking about the screams and the
rattling. Yeah, the ones you buy like in Party City, right?
Love that. And Ziggy doing tricks and fog coming out from behind him. That's my idea. That is my idea of a
good Halloween party,
to
right?
To remember.
Mm-hmm.
And all Halloween parties.
And hopefully everybody's dressed up, too.
Yeah, that's true. If Ziggy comes in full gear,
everybody else is in regular clothes.
Yeah. Cutting cold cuts, making sandwiches. Ziggy standing there in fog by himself. Hey, look, as long as he gets paid, that's it. As long as the check clears, that's all I care about. But give us Ziggy's number.
Now, let me see. 646. 247-9443.
Give it again.
Okay, that's 646-247-9443.
And that's Ziggy,
the magic guy.
The magic guy. Give him a call. And Halloween, you know, if you want to book him for Halloween, let me tell you right now, I think you should book now.
Yeah,
you're gonna
it's really
Halloween.
Busy.
Yeah. Because that would be, if I had to book him, that would be the day. Halloween. That's me. You know, that's my favorite holiday.
I wonder what Halloween is this year.
I don't know.
Let's see.
It was Wednesday last year, so I'm thinking it's Thursday this year.
Yeah.
I love Halloween. That's my most favorite holiday of all, and my godmother was born on Halloween.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Halloween is on Thursday this year.
Oh, wow.
It's a good party night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hopefully people ring the bell and everything. I love Halloween. But Ziggy the Magic Guy for Halloween. So we thank everybody for being with us all summer, supporting us all summer, and hopefully we're getting more sponsors as the fall comes rolling in. But in saying that, that's our summer wrap up, and we'd like to thank all the guests that were with us during the summer. You were all wonderful, and if I was remiss in naming anybody. I apologize. It's not that you weren't near and dear to your heart, but it just, we've had a lot of guests, we're fortunate to say, and everybody was wonderful.
I'm very lucky to say.
Yeah, we're fortunate to say, lucky to say, yeah. So in that, we're closing, and we're going to just say, please look to our Facebook page, which will have the link to Elite and myself on WDST. That's 100.1. On your dial up there, and it's live streamed down here, but you can go via the link that I will place strategically on our Facebook page and why wouldn't I do it?
No, because I know a lot of people want to hear us.
Oh, you will be with me as I
put
it on there.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, my God.
I absolutely will. You can rest assured it's going to be there. Don't listen to Elite, everybody. Don't worry. Just go to the Facebook page. Ye little faith. But in saying that, in closing, we wish everybody a wonderful Labor Day holiday. And just be safe. It's going to be cluttered roads, so just, you know, drinking and driving never mix. So just have a safe one and enjoy. It's last hurrah, but summer comes around again, so it won't be far off in the fall.
It doesn't mean you have to stuff yourself either.
No. No.
Right?
Well, that's hopefully a lot of the stuff that we said over the summer, all our tips for barbecues.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of them stuck.
I hope
so. That'd be nice.
I really hope so.
That'd be nice. So, and if not, you know, 212-460-1879. We're right here. We are right here. So go ahead, have a wonderful weekend, and you'll be hearing us on Sunday at 8 o'clock. And in closing, we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Go out and make it a healthy day and enjoy. Happy weekend, people.
Bye-bye, everyone.